Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We're learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Samach Dalad. I'm going to go back to finish off Daf Samach Gimel, to the end of Daf Samach Gimel Mid Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Klal of the Ribisa, Kol Haganot Le'yasir. The Klal of Ribis is, any Scharam Tanas Mois, any payment you're going to get for withholding money is asur, like Rashi explains, even in a sale, if you get a discount for giving the money early, or if you pay more because you're paying later, all these things are issur upon of the issur ribis min rabbanan. For Omer Rav Nachman says, for the Haiman the Yav Zuzal Kira, someone who gives money to a wax merchant, the Kazal Dalad Dalad, and you get 4 blocks of wax for a Zuz, that's the price. For Omelain, he told him, Yivinol Achehei, and he told them, if you give me the zuz early, I'll give you 5 blocks of wax for a white for a zuz. So he's giving him a discounted price because he's getting the money earlier. Is nugabe shari, if he has the wax, it's mutter. Less nugabe aser, if he does not have the wax, it's aser. So in the Gemara L'chayr Shteta Chiddush, like we mentioned before, that when we're dealing with ribis derech mecher, and we're dealing with yeshlai, it's not only a heter to be paisik on that price, and the ribis is only if the price goes up. It's even a heter to be paisik on a price which is lower than today's price, because we don't consider it amtanas mais bechlal. We consider it ki'ilu he was kind of the wax right away, even though mais is ain't a kindness, but it's ki'ilu he was kind of right away, could because it's kind of lemisha para, like Rashi and Taisa said earlier, and is not considered to be amtanas mois bechlal. And the Gemara asks Pshita. Vayis says that's not the chiddush of Rav Nachman, that he can be mois l'gabei. And the Gemara says the chiddush is the other way, that by lesnu it's asur. Last Gemara Shaila was that he wanted a chiddush of both isnu gabei and lesnu gabei. Al kaponim, the Gemara says the chiddush is leitzrich adislei ashroi b'masa, that people owe him wax. He himself was pasting on others' wax. Now the tema, I would think, since people owe him wax, it has the same din as if he doesn't have the merchandise available. He has to get a key. His son has to come. He doesn't have everything available, and that's also considered yeshlei. Like we see that Yelana lends saw besot, atchiyavei b'ni atchiyemsim aftech. So that's also considered yeshlei. So maybe ashroi b'masa is also considered yeshlei. Kamash Malon, Kevin the Mechusa Gavaina, Kamando Lesnu Dami. Kamash Malon, that since he didn't collect it yet, so it's not considered Yeshloi. The Beis Yosef in Simakuf Samach Beis, if the Ramah brings it there also in Sif Beis, he says that the Gemara is Mashma, and that's only because it's a Shroi, it's a sale, it's people owe it to him. But if it's a Pikadain, if it's he has the thing and he gave it as a Pikadain, as a safekeeping to someone, that's not called Mechusa Gavaina. That case would be called Yeshlai. That's what the Beis Yosef says, and that's how the Ramah Paskins in Siman Kuf Samach Beis of Beis. Now, Taisus asks a kasha like this. Taisus asks, why did Gemara use the Mishnah of Atshiyavah B'ni Hachem Sumeftech? The case of that Mishnah is talking about halvah, where you're lending a saw achitim for another saw. There's an isser of halvah saw b'saw. And the isser is because maybe the chitim will go up, but now it will be considered ribis midarabana. And there also there's a heter of Yeshlai. And there the Mishnah says the Lashin, Avloim Elveini Atshiyavei B'ni Hachem Sumeftech. And that's considered Yeshlai, even though it doesn't have it accessible. But Alveini Atshiyavei B'ni Hachem Sumeftech is called Yeshlai. But there we're talking about Alva. And we're talking about when you're lending for the same price, you're lending without adding anything to the Chayv. The question is, but it might go up in price. And there, by Ein Loi, it's Asus, that's considered ribis if it goes up in price, and by Yeshlai, it's Mutter. But our case by Kira is not a case of a loan. Our case of Kira is a case where you're being paisik on the payers. So why didn't the Gemara use the Lashon of the Mishnah by paisik on the payers, where he's giving money for payers, where there the Mishnah says the Lashon, Hayahu Tchil Lekaitzim, paisik im ala Gadish, vala Avich ala Novim, vala Matin shel Zesim, that it could be paisik on a gadish, that's called Yeshlai. Why do we use the term of Yeshlai? It said by Alva, let's use the Mishnah of Yeshlai, paisik imayal a gadish, which is there by Mechira, which is our case. It's not Taisha says Meir Dikah Chiddush. Taisha says the case of Pesach in Malagadish is a case where it's Mechusa Malacha. The Malachas weren't done yet with this wheat. You're giving money for wheat, he has the wheat, but he doesn't have the wheat ready yet. It's Mechusa Malacha. Zag Taisha, in the case of Mechusa Malacha, it's only considered Yeshla in regard that you're allowed to be Pesach if you're paying the exact price it is now. And the whole Ribbis says that it goes up. There it's kenug to be matir, that problem that it might go up. But by the case of Mechusa Malacha, you're not allowed to give him a price which is less than the price that it is now because of Akdamas Mois. It's nishkenug yeshle to be matir that. So Mamela, we say the case of Atshayavi Bini. The case of Atshayavi Bini Atshem Sumavtech. That case is talking about Alva. Now we have to realize, Alva is Muhammad and Mechir. Havah, even by Yeshlei Mamish, you're not allowed to give, you're not allowed to do saw b'sasayim by Yeshlei. You're not allowed to tell him, I'm going to lend you a saw, you give me back sasayim, even though it's Yeshlei. That's only mutter by Mechir, not by Havah. But Havah is more chamer. The darga of Yeshlei that you need for Havah to be matir saw b'saw, that darga by Mechir is matir even when you're being meizel gabei. Even when you're giving him a discounted price, even when you're giving him more than what the money, even at today's prices, would be able to get. So Lamele, the Gemara couldn't say that Kevin Nisle Ashroi B'masach Ublaiv like Pesach Yimei Lagadish. Pesach Yimei Lagadish is not Gnug Yeshle to be matter like over here. Pesach Yimei Lagadish is only Mutta if you Pesach by today's prices. You're not going to give him a discount. The Gemara had to say that the Havmini is, that Ashroi B'masa is, Kachem Semavtech Atshiyovi B'ni, because Kachem Semavtech Atshiyovi B'ni, since you see it's matter, by Saw and B'saw, even there in Chalva, even though there you're not being Meizel Gabei, but Al Kapanim, it's even matter there in Chalva, that would be matter tak even Meizel Gabei, by Mechira. That's what Taisus says. Now the Taisus Chaim takes it one step further. And Rabbi Kveger brings the sheet of Teres Chaim in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Samach Beis. But Teres Chaim says like this. He asks Akasha, you want to say a chiddush that Ashroi B'masa doesn't bly B'yeshlei. That's the chiddush of Rav Nachman. Ashroi B'masa doesn't bly B'yeshlei. So why did he have to say that it was Azul Dalet Dalet, and he told him, Yavinu Lecha, hey. He could have said the case of Loyotze Ashar. He should have stopped and said, Hai man da yov zuzi akiro, isnu gabei mutter, alesnu gabei is aser, because it's ashroi b'masa, and the chiddush is ashroi b'masa is ein loy, and you can't even be paisik b'shavya by ein loy, because it could be nisyaker. That's a din, ein paisik ala peyris at shiotza ashar, that by ein loy, you can't be paisik, because if it's nisyaker, it's ribbis. Why do we have to say the case where he was Pesach, it was Ezil Nadalit, and he was Pesach on Hay. Zag the Teres Chaim, a Gavaldik Chiddush Ladina. That Ashroi B'masa is Genug Yeshloi in order to be Pesach B'Shavyoi. Ashroi B'masa helps to be Pesach B'Shavyoi. L'maskana Azoi. Ashroi B'masa is Taka the same Daga of Pesach Ma'al Agadish by Mechusa Malacha. It's genug to be considered yeshloi that you could be paisik b'shav. You don't have to worry that'll be nisyaker. The Gemara here is davka dealing with the case of you being meizel gabei. For being meizel gabei, there you need the darga of yeshloi v'atshiyav b'ni v'atshem semavteach. That darga of yeshloi helps by halva, by saw b'saw. That darga of yeshloi helps l'gabe mechiram, even when you're meizel gabei. And that the Gemara says, no, you don't have it. But the darga of Yeshloi that helps to be Pesach B'Shavya L'Gabi Mechira, that darga of Yeshloi you have by Ashroi B'Masa. That's like the Teres Chaim. And Kivega says in Shulchan Aruch, L'maisa Shulchan Aruch paskins L'Gabi Sa'a B'Sa'a, that Ashroi B'Masa doesn't help. He can't be Loiva Sa'a B'Sa'a, even though he has Ashroi B'Masa. So like Rabbi Kivega, it's B'Chal Nanastir to the Teres Chaim. By Halva, even when you're not being meizel gabei, you're not lending saw b'sasayim, But you need the darga of Yeshlei, mamish, because it's halva. Halva is more chomer. Sob is the same as mutter no matter what. Sob is so with Shem Yisyakin needs the darga of Yeshlei, v'chiyav ibni v'chem semeftech. Okay, the Gemara is being medamed the two. The Gemara is mavur, that a shoyv master doesn't have the darga of v'chiyav ibni v'chem semeftech. And the mele won't work by halva. And it won't work by mechir when you ma'iz l'gabei. But even though it doesn't have that darga of Yeshlei mamish, but it has genug the darga of Yeshlei, like Tosfos says by Pesach Imai, Keshar Lakudis Pesach Imai Lagadish as Mechusa Mulacha, where you could be Pesach B'Shavyei, who would then Ashrei B'Masa also could be Pesach B'Shavyei. So Kum Tosfos says Sikum La'alacha. When you have Yeshlei mamish, Atshiyav Ibni Atshem Sumafteach, and the Beis Yosef includes the Bikadim B'Yad Achet, Halva is mutter, but only sa'a b'sa'a, only if you specify that you're getting back the same thing. The problem is that maybe b'nisyakir, that's the rabbanon, that when it's yeshlei mamish, it's mutter. And mechira, where the whole mechira is the rabbanon, it's even mutter when you ma'iz l'gabei. It's even mutter when he gives akdamas ma'iz, and you're giving him more than what it's worth now. Because it's yeshlei. Then you have the darga of yeshlei, like Ashroi B'masa, and the darga of Yeshloi, like Mechusar Malacha. With that, in regard to Mechira, you're allowed to be Pesach in today's price, and you don't have to worry Shemi Yisyakir, but you're not allowed to be Meiz L'Gabe. And by Halva, you're not allowed to do it at all. Ashroi B'masa is an Alpha Halva, even for the Shash of Shemi Yisyakir. Halva is one darga more than Mechira. And I'd like to add, like I spoke out before in Daf Samach Beis, the idea of Yotze Shar is also that way. Yotze Shar, Paiskin, Alfish Ein Lezeh Yesh Lezeh, and like Rashi's V'yachal HaMeicher, L'knaise B'dam Meshekibel, it's accessible to the Meicher, he's able to get it with the money that he gets, and male it's considered like Yeshlei. But only Yeshlei, like the same Darg of Mechusa Malacha, or Ashroi B'Masa, like we're saying, that you're allowed to be Paisik for the correct price. But the Meiz L'Gabei, it's not Genug Yeshlei for Meiz L'Gabei. And the beer is, like I explained on Dav Samach Beis, the Choparsha Shinem Venishus Lenishus Elvishul Javish and Eschadish, but it's the same Hezbe, but the Halachas are more clear. When it's Yeshlei Mamish, and we go on to Mechira, Chazal said that's not Alva altogether. You're allowed to be Meiz L'Gabei. Since Mechira is the Rabbanan, they have a right to look at it like Ilu, there's no Hava at all. There's no Notar. For Ribbis, you need Agar Notar. There's no Notar. There is no Alva, there's no Amtana. In regard to Alva, which is the Reisa, Chazal aren't going to look at it, Kilu, there's no Amtana. There is Amtana, and we're dealing with the Nisa de Reisa. I've had even by Yeshloi, Sobis Asayim is Asami de Reisa. Chazal weren't Mekel. But by Mechir, where the whole thing is Asami de Rabbanon, by Yeshloi Mamish, they were Matir and Gansen considered, Kilu, there's no Alva Bechlal, even Meiz L'Gabe is Us, is Matir. Now, when it's Yeshloi, not Mamish, like Ashroi B'masa, like when it's Mechusa Malacha, like when it's Yotza Asharaf V'Shein L'Zeh Yesh L'Zeh, there you're not allowed to be Meiz L'Gabe, because it's considered a Notar. And if you give an obvious Agar to the Notar, that's called Agar Notar. If you give him a reduced price because he's paying early, and it's not Yesh Lei Mamish, we do consider this Alva going on here. And the reduced price is considered Agar Notar. But if you give it for the price, novas, then the problem is that maybe will be nisyakir. So it's genug to be considered yeshloi, like the Lashon Rishonim is b'shusad l'lekeach nisyakir. I'm not giving you extra. It's ke'ilu b'negei of the yoker that I gave it to already, and you're getting the yoker because you own it. Not that I'm giving you the yoker. So there is a not that. There's just no agar. And by alva, there were nechais chadargah, that if it's not Yeshlei Mamish, since Alva is Muhammad and Mechira, they didn't even consider it to be in the Rishus of the Malvah, but they gave the Yaker either. They were more machmir by Alva. So by Alva, today that it should be considered B'shusei Yaker, it has to be Yeshlei Mamish. And there is no Darker where it's not considered Alva altogether, because Midarais it's Alva. So Sa'a B'Sasayim is always Asr. Sa'a B'Sa'a with Yaker needs Yeshlei Mamish to matter it. And without Yeshlei Mamish, it's considered ribbis. You don't say Bishu say Yanker by Alva. But by mechir, where the whole thing is derabanan, so beyeshle mamish is muti even leiz lagabe. They don't consider alva altogether. There is no nutter altogether. And for that, you need yeshle mamish. But yeshle, which is not mamish, like ashrei b'masa, like mechusa malacha, like yotza shalfi shein lezeh yeshle zeh, there it's not genug yeshle to leiz lagabe, that you don't have a nutter b'chlau. But it's genug yeshle that the yek is not considered an aganutter. The yek is considered the yek b'shus l'kech. That's the beer of the sugya. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Nachman, Hayman da oizif pshita michavrei, someone who borrows money from his friend, v'ashach v'tefayna, he finds extra money more than what they had made up that he's going to get. Ibich desha adas toya, if it's possible that he made a mistake, and the Gemara describes what type of mistakes are common to make, v'chayav adurele, after returning to him, you assume it's a mistake. V'ilav, and if it's something which is not common to make such a mistake, a ton of Baal Mudiyavle, then you assume he just wants to give him a present. And the Gemara goes into, what's considered that it's possible that he made a mistake, and the Rishonim and the Peskim say that you go bus to each place, how they're ugly to count money, what type of mistakes are possible for them. Since Yisanta Machloikis Rishonim, and Machloikis the Rosh and the Gais Mordechai, it's brought in the Shach and Simon Reish Lamed Beis. What's the halacha if you say it's not Bechdesha Das Taya and he claims that he made a mistake? The Rosh says he's Neman. The Rosh says you don't have to assume he made a mistake, but if he claims he made a mistake, he's Neman. And the Mordechai says, no, he's not Neman. If it's not Bechdesha Das Taya, you could keep the money. You could assume that he gave him a tana. Yesh Laim, what exactly is the Svaras HaMachlikas? See, in Chassant, the Ritva, the old Ritva, which is not from the Ritva, he asks the Kasha, why does the Gemara say he could assume it's a matana? Why don't you just ask him? He doesn't answer the Kasha. Kamuvan, that's only Shreel of Dasa Rosh, he's Neman to say that he's a Tais. The Dasa Marchel is not Neman, it's not a Kasha, why don't you just ask him? Other Abba, he's not even Neman. Al Kobanim. That's the Maskana Sagamara. Now, whenever it's not Bechdesha Das Tay, you don't assume it's a mistake, you assume it's a matana. Now, Agamar's nusach is Haiman the Oizef Pshite Mechavre, which means that he borrows money from his friend. So, come to the Leiva got extra money from the Malva. But the Ramah, the Nilchas Malva Leiva Perik Dal Alach Yud, he says like this: Hamalva Schaveri Umatza Leiva Yaser. That's one case. Aisha Higzal Achayvai Umatza Yaser. Or the Leiva returned the Chayv and he found more. And he says the same Alacha, Bechdesha Das Taya Yechayv to return. And if not Bechdesha Das Taya, then you could assume it's a present. Hazak the Magen Mishnah, Vaisas, he was also Gairis Haiman, the Yasef Pshitin Lichavre, that is someone who lent money to his friend and found more. What does it mean he lent money to his friend and he found more? It must be when it was returned, he found more. But there the Magen Mishnah asks the Kasha, Bishlaim, when you borrow money, we can understand the matana is mutter. But if you lent money and you got extra when it was returned, why isn't that a problem of ribbis? It should be a problem of ribbis mucheris. How could you give a matana to someone who lend you money? So the Magen Mishnah says, "En chanami." If the hour gears in the Gemara, Haiman the oizif pshita mechavrei, that when he borrowed money from his friend, it's only mutter if the leiva got extra. But if the leiva gave back the money and the malva got extra, that's also ribbis. But then the Magen Mishnah says, no, maybe you could say, even if the Malva got extra, it's mutter, and you don't say it's ribbis, and he says, you don't assume a guy gave you ribbis, bis, it's also to give ribbis, you don't assume he gave it alts ribbis. So this Lechair is a very sadistic Ashayla, when he gave it in the ribbis mucheris. There's also totally in different sugyas later on in the Perek. But the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kav Samach, it comes from the Rush, is when someone borrows money from someone without any ksitzis ribbis, there's a issa ribbis mucheris, and the Mishnah says if he gives him money afterwards and says, it's because you lent me money, I'm giving you this money. That's ribbis. When he specifies, it's because you lent me money, I'm giving you this money. That's ribbis mucheris. If he doesn't specify it, he just gives him a gift. That's mutter. And we'll speak about this a little bit more towards the end of the shiur. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if at the time you're repaying the money you give extra, even if you don't specify, that's usur. So that would sound like the first pshat of the Magid Mishnah, that this Gemara could only be Tumat the Leva got extra. But if the Malva got extra, so Kum Daisi is being paid more at the time of the repayment, that's going to be Ribbis, even if it's not specified, and that's Aser. Lamaisa the Tur says, in Simakov Samach, that the Shita Sarambam is, that even if he got extra at the time of the repayment, as long as it's unspecified, it's Mutter. So that L'chayr would stim with this Rambam, like the second thing the Magid Mishnah says, that as long as you didn't specify it's the shame Ribbis, Azuki Inish Brishi Lamech Zakinan, and it's Mutter. So this should come out, the Tup shot them in the Gemara. If you go your Simon and the Azif Zuzi Mechavre, that he's borrowing money, the Leiva got extra, the Pshah is the Malva getting extra is Aser. That would be like the Rush, that any time you get extra Bashas Piroi, and that's Aser. Even without specifying. And if you go your like the Rambam says clearly we're talking about both the Leiva and the Malva. That's the Rambam L'shitasei, the way the Torah explains the Rambam in Simon Kuf Samach. And the Rambam holds, as long as you don't specify that it's Ribbis, even if you gave him extra B'Shas Perein, it's also Mutter. But the Achreinim, the Prisha, the Shach, the Taz, Chavis Das, V'chuli, they're all bothered by the Tur. The Tur in Simon Reish Laman Beis is Mashma, that we're talking about even repaying a loan, you have that same Halacha, that whenever it's not B'chdesha Das Taya, you'll either keep it, you could assume it's a Matana. And the Tur himself, and here in Yeridei in Simon Kuf Samach, Paschal's like the Rosh, that when you give extra B'shas Sepiroi, and even if you don't specify, there's a problem of Ribbis Mucheris. So it is the steer in the Tur that the Achreinim are bothered with. If the Tur Paschal's, that's how we Paschal in Shulchan Aruch, that B'shas Sepiroi and anything you give extra is Aser, even if you don't specify, how could the Tur in Chaysh and Mishpat learn at this Gemara that we're talking about repaying a loan? So first, the Chavis Das says he doesn't understand the Kasha. And subsequently, we come out, he doesn't understand the Magid Mishnah either. So in the Chavis Das, Avad, it's Aser Al Tzribus Mucheris. Avad, there is an Isribus Mucheris here. But the Halach is as follows. We have Ribus Ksutsu, which is Yetzir B'dayonim. We have Avak Ribus, which is Eni Yetzir B'dayonim, but there's a Chi of Lach, the Lotz Yedei Shemayim. And Ribus Mucheris, where there's no Ksutsu altogether, the halach is it's also to take it, but once you take it, there's no mitzvah or chiyuv to return it, even lots of sidei shemayim. You're allowed to keep it l'chatchila. So here, luya hey, it is ribus mucheris. But you got it already. You received it already. And the din is ribus mucheris. Once you received it, you don't give it back. So the Chavis Das doesn't understand the whole problem. Enechinami, it's ribus, but you don't have to give back ribus mucheris. So as long as we say it's not a tais, he meant to give him a tana, even though it's also to give such a matana, but you can still keep it, ribus mecheres, you don't give back. Dazak the Chavis Das Halacha L'maisa. But the problem is the Magid Mishnah and the Prisha and all the Achreinim that are bothered. Why isn't this ribus mecheres? What do they do with this taina that even if it is ribus mecheres, you're not mechuyah to give it back, so maybe it is ribus mecheres. So the Sha'adeya, the back of the Sefer Sha'am Mishmer Chayshim Mishpin and Schadushim on Yeridei on Rechus Ribus, he also asks his kasha of the Chavis Das. So he says, to answer up the Paiskim in the Magid Mishnah, that Vais Dais, if you didn't know that he gave you the Ribbis Mucharis, you just found it now, anything you don't know about, and you don't think you have, you're not kaina. A chatzah shaladim is only kaina shalimi daita, is something which he could expect that maybe it's there. Something totally unexpected, you don't have a kinyan. So Kum Dais, you were never kaina this. Now that you counted it, and you see it is extra, now you found out there's extra. If there's a halacha that you can't take it, al tzribus mucheres, so that's not the pshat that you already took it in the shalos if you have to give it back. You're not allowed to go be kainit. You're not allowed to go take it. Being kainit now is taking it l'chatchila. So melech is a problem, ribus mucheres here. That's like the shadayim, and that's the akobanim. That would seem to be the pshat in the Magid Mishnah and the Paiskim that do handle for tzribus mucheres. So nach l'chavis das, there are two mahalchim. The Shach holds that you have to fatayish the Tur there in Chayshim Mishpat, but he does not mean Piroyin Halva. It's a little daichik in his Lashon, but it's evil. The Shach paskins halacha l'maisa, l'fi what we paskin, that you're not allowed to take ribbis mucheris, you're not allowed to take extra b'shas halva, even if it's not specified. So here, this Gemara can't be talking about a regular loan, where it's a repayment of the loan and you found extra, Even if it's ain't a das tayin and it's a matana, but there's a problem with ribis, you'll have to return it so as not to violate the issa of ribis mucheres. That's the shita sashach. But the prisha and the taz and other achrenim hold no. They hold there's a chilek if he gave extra, and it's nicker that it's extra. He pointed out to you that it's extra. He borrowed $100. He gives back $105. And he points out there's an extra five. He doesn't say it was b'shvil the hamtanis mais, but he pointed out that it was extra. There's a problem with ribis mucheres. But if he's just mavliyat, he gave it back one stack of money. He didn't tell you there's anything extra. Now you counted it, and it's ain't a das taya. So you know that he's giving you a matana. In such a case, there's no din of ribis mucheres. They don't explain the svara exactly, but the Beis Meir, who says very similar, he says the svara is like this. He says, ribis is not the pshat that I'm doing the malva a favor because he lent me money. That's not the pshat in ribis. Pshat in ribis is I'm doing myself a favor because I want him to lend me money more. So Kolzman, he knows that you're giving it to him, and since you're giving it b'shas b'rayin, it's assumed that you're giving it b'shul d'alva. So the pshat is, you're giving b'shul d'alva, so when you come to borrow again, he'll have an incentive to lend you again because he knows that he won't lose from it, even if you don't make up a ksitza. Now, Sheikh, when you give it derech havla, it could be he won't know about it b'chlal. It could be he'll take all the money and put it in his money bag, and he'll never find out about the extra. So that can't be that you're doing it for yourself to get another alva. Al-Koyach, you're doing it for him to be ma'anahim. And that's not considered ribbis. That's tying to the Beis Meir. The Shardaya says a little different. The Shardaya says that the Ikki Isser, when you give it unspecified as that's Marisayin, and when you mavli it, there's no Marisayin. Amal Kapanam Lasikum. Lafiwa we paskin in Simon Kuv Samach, based on the Rosh, that when you give ribbis mucheres shaloi b'shas avah, it's only ribbis when you specify it was b'shvil l'avah. But when you give extra payment b'shas the piroyin, when you give extra payment b'shas the piroyin, it's also even if you don't specify. The shita sashach is that lefi that psak, this gemara can't be talking about an ordinary piroyin chayiv. You have to be talking about a mecher. You have to be talking about when the guy borrows the money, the levy gets extra. But it can't be talking about an ordinary piroyin chayiv. Will taka be asa to accept any more money? That would be a problem with ribis mucheres. The Chavos Das says enichanam it's ribis mucheres. But once he was mavlid in the cheshbon, then already you got it already. You receive the money, and memel ribis mucheres is no din even latzis de shemayim to return it. And the Taz and the Prisha and other achrayim say, and even if you hold that there's an iser to receive money b'shas tipurayim, when he doesn't specify it's b'shvul d'chayiv, that's only when it's clear that you're receiving extra money. When he gives the money derech havla, that's not considered ribis, even if it's b'shas tipurayim. Could be like the Beis Meir said, because he doesn't expect that should help him get another loan. Could be like the Shadeya, because there's no maris ayin. But that's the other shita, that even when you receive a payment of a loan, you're allowed to be mavliya extra money, as long as he doesn't notice the money. When he gets it, that wouldn't be called ribis mucheres. And now let's start the Mishnah on Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamal v'schaveroi layode b'chatzei rechina. Someone who lends his friend money is not allowed to live in his friend's chatzer for free. V'leyiske v'menu v'pachis, and he can't rent him for a discounted rent. Amnesha ribis, that's ribis. Because you're getting free rent or a discounted rent because of the chayiv. And the Gemara discusses, is this when he says that the chayiv should be done al das, that he should live the chinam, or is it when he decided to live the chinam afterwards? And by chatzah, the kaimel agra, loy kaimel agra, and there's a question, ushenim is a ribis ksutz and avik ribis, and we'll discuss all that soon. But first, Rashi on the Gemara, on la yiskim imenu b'pachais, esakasha. At the Gemara later, in the sugi of Mashkanta, mentions the idea of Mashkanta ben Akaisa, which we had mentioned earlier in the Afsamach Beis in the Gemara. Mashkanta means a mashkin. Someone lends someone money and takes the life of his field as a mashkin. Now, if the malva lends someone money, he takes his field as a mashkin and eats the peiris, and does not deduct from the chayiv because he ate the peiris, that's called Mashkanta b'loin Akaisa. And there's a question, is that ribis ksutza? Or is an avak ribis, But I learned in the Gemara earlier on Daf Samach Beis that it's Ein Mitzim Im Avol Loiva. It's considered Avak Ribis. And that's really a sugya later. There is a Tzadet Ribis Ksutza. But then there's a case of Mashkanta Benakaisa. What's Nakaisa mean? That Ein Echinami, the Malva continues, Malva eats from the payers of the field that the Loiva gave him as a Mashkin. But because he's eating, he deducts something from the Chayiv. They make a deal, he could eat the payas of the mashkin, but every year they're going to deduct something from the chayiv based on his eating. Now, what they're going to deduct is obviously going to be worth less than what the payas are worth. Now, it's a question if mashkanta blayna kaisa is mutter or not, that's also the sugya later, but the Aram Iron that paskin that mashkanta ben kaisa is mutter. So the question we Rishayim have, and Rashi is the first one to deal with this question, why is Mashkanta bin Akaisa different than Layiska Mimenu B'Pachas? Here we say someone gets a loan, and the Malva wants to live in the Leiva's house and pay a discounted rent, and we say it's Asur, it's Ribis. And by Mashkanta bin Akaisa, we say the Malva gives the Leiva a loan, he takes his field as a Mashkin, and he deducts a small price from the loan every year that he eats the payers, but the price is less than the payers. And that's Mutter. What's the chilek between this case of Eliyishkman and Bepachais and the case of Mashkanta ben Akaisa, taking a mashkin, eating the fruit and deducting? Nakaisa means to deduct, deducting a little bit from the loan, which also is a discounted price for the fruit. Why is that mutter? So there are three basic terutzim from the Rishonim on this question. We have Rashi's teretz, we have Tosfos teretz, and we have the Ramban and the Rashba's teretz. And there's a big nafkamina halacha between all the three terutzim, and we'll explain each one. In Rashi, the chilek is whether it's a house or a field. A house is asur, that's l'yishkemen and b'pachais. A field is mutter, that's why meshkantim and akais is mutter. In Taisis, the chilek is whether it is a mashkin or not. When it's a mashkin, then it's mutter and akais. In our case, the house wasn't a mashkin at all. It's just that he lent money, and then now he's going to live in the Leiva's house. It's not a mashkin on the chayiv. Happens to be, he's going to live in the house and pay a deduced rent. So when it's a mashkin, it's mutter. When it's not a mashkin, it's us. That's Taisus Pshat. And the Rishain in the Chilik is whether you're deducting from the loan or you're just charging a discounted price. Mashkantim and Akais is a deduction from the loan, and Layiskim and Epachas, you're not deducting from the loan, you're just charging a discounted price. So let's explain each one. Rashi says the chilek is it's a house and a field. What should possibly be the chilek in a house and a field? So Rashi explains because a house is absolutely no suffix. When you take a house for a discounted rent, you are definitely going to get more value than what you're paying. That's ribis. Ribis is when you're going to get more. There the deal is that we're going to deduct from the chayiv every year because you have the schus to eat the payers. But what if the crop didn't work? You put in all the time and effort and money in creating a crop in this field and garnished. You ended up losing money. It's also deducted. So you don't know that it's going to be less. You're taking a risk. You're making a deduction. You're probably going to gain on it, but you might not. That's the heter of Mashkanta ben Akaisa. So a house, the house is here. The house is around. You're definitely going to live there. You're not dependent on anything which is vague or not necessarily going to be like payers growing in a field. There's a house. It's here. And you're getting a discount. That's Rivas. Mashen Kane. A mashkin. You don't know. You don't know if the payers, you don't know if the field is going to produce payers. Fields don't always produce payers every year, and you'll still have to deduct, and that's why it's not ribis, it's mutter. Now Rashi says very similar earlier in Daf Samach Beis, why a mashkanta beloina kaisa is not ribis ksutza. The Gemara there is mavur, that Gemara held that mashkanta beloina kaisa is not ribis ksutza. The Gemara Shaila was, hayer mashkanta beloina kaisa debidineha mitzim imal v'loiva. We see that rule that Ravina said wasn't the correct rule, because Mashkanta Beloina Kaisa is something which the Goyim would be mighty and still be the name way Magzirim. And Rashi says, why we aim Magzirim? Why do we say that you don't, it's not Yetzibed the Yonim? Why isn't it Ribbis Ksutza? Rashi says, because it's not Ksutza, because sometimes the field doesn't produce. That's the same Chilak that Rashi says here. He says a few places. Now, Taisus asks the Kasha, what do you mean? But a house is also not clear. A house could burn down. Something could happen to the house also. Just like a field is not necessarily going to produce fruit. So who says the house is going to be around? Maybe a flood will happen. Maybe a fire will happen. How do you know we'll be able to live in the house? That's Tainan the Rishayinim on Rashi. Now, Rabbi Kivenga says he doesn't understand the Tainan so well. The halacha is, if you rent a house and the house burns down, you're not mechuyev to pay any rent anymore. So you're not going to lose if the house burns down. You're not mechuyev to pay rent anymore. If the house, you're only mechuyev to pay the rent, kol zman the house is there to live in. If the house is gone, you're not mechuyev to pay rent anymore. So that's the vart. The deal of Nekaisa is, whether it makes payers or not, we're going to deduct. The deal of the house is, you're only going to pay the discounted rent if you actually live there. And he says, if Taisus held that the schiris of the house doesn't work that way, which the chayr it does, but let's say Taisus held that that's not the pshat in the schiris of the house, it doesn't work that way, and by the schiris of the house also, you have to pay the rent whether the house is around or not, so Taisus could have easily said that the etzim chilek of Rashi is good. But that's the rule. Whatever the pshat is, that you only have to pay if you live there, and even when you live there, you have to pay a discounted price, that's when it's also. That's what the Mishnah means. It's not a deichik to understand the Mishnah in the case. We're only going to have to pay when you talk to live there. And the Gemara that says that Mishkanta ben Akaisa is mutter, that would be in the case that even if it doesn't make payers, that you'd be menaka. That's some chiluk of Rashi is good and could fit. That's right, Rabbi Kivega and Taisa's Taina. Al Kaponim, that's Shittas Rashi. Shittas Rashi is the chiluk between a house and a field, and the lomdus of the chiluk in a house and a field is, the real chiluk is, if you're only going to be paying the discounted price for what you get, so you're definitely going to gain on the deal, that's ribbis, that's usser. Mashenkin, if you're going to pay a discounted price, taka. But it might not be a discounted price. It might be you won't get any payers. And then you'll still have to pay the price. So kumtes, you're giving money on a suffix. So that's not ribbis. We don't know that it's going to be ribbis. For carrot, maybe the life will get the better end of the deal. That's when it's mutter. That's Shittas Rashi in the Indian. Shittas Taisus is not mechalik between a hefsid bar and a non-hefsid bar. Shittas Taisus, like we said, is mechalik between if it's a mashkin or not. When it's a mashkin, you're allowed to do benekaisa. When it's not a mashkin, you're not allowed to do benekaisa. What's the chiluk? Taisus has two svars. One svar is, as long as it's a mashkin, so it's out of the leiva's hands anyway. The leiva can't do anything with it, and you're allowed to make a mashkin. Making the mashkin itself is not ribbis. I have to have collateral. I have to have security. Once I have collateral, I have security, it's out of the leiva's hands. Once it's out of the leiva's hands, what's the leiva going to do with it? He might as well sell it to me for cheaper. He doesn't gain anything, so that's why it's not ribbis. That's the first svar of Taisus. Now, Taisus is a bit bothered with that svar, because even if it's out of the leiva's hands, but the payers are payers. They exist. They belong to the leiva. There's no reason why he has to give them to you for such a discounted price. Why can't he just sell it? Or someone out there should sell it for the price that it is. Baal Kaponim, that's the first svar that Taisus says, even though Taisus argues on the svar, that a mashkin is a pshat, it's out of the leiva's hand, so it's not considered ribbis to take it for cheaper. Second svar that Taisus says is that when it's a mashkin, it's not really a loan. It's really a mecher. It's really a mecher. It's like Balchayv Kaina Mashkin. That's why Taisus holds that Mashkanta Beloina Kaisa is not Ribbis Ksutza. He doesn't hold like Rashi because the Revach's not Bar. He holds because, like the Gemara says, Inu Beteris Vini Asaliyade. Mashkanta Beloina Kaisa is not necessarily halva. When I lend you money and take over your field, so the vine like bought your field for the money. It's my field and you're. You could redeem the field. When you redeem it, I sold it back. That's not ribbis. I bought the field for the money, I sold it back. That's why Taisus holds Mashkanta Beloina Kaisa is not ribbis Ksutza. It's a mecha. It's a mecha this way and a mecha that way. So, Aibazai, since you have that mecha aspect, which is unique to Mashkanta, by Mashkanta, when you have a mashkin, the pshat is, it's not pshat, I'm lending you money. I'm buying a field, and you have an option to buy back the field. That's not Ribbis Ksutza. The Vailo, I'm eating the payers. because it's my field. No, there's a din, it's a ribbis d'rabbanan. It looks like a halva. Since I could buy back the field and comes out, the money exchanged hands, so it looks like halva. So b'loy nekais, it's asim d'rabbanan. And b'nekais, it's mutter. But when it's not a mashkin, that's a mishnah of l'iskin mena b'bachais. So the halva is halva. It's a loan. And because of the loan, you want a discounted price on the rent. That's ribbis. The only reason mashkanta b'loy nekais, the only reason mashkanta b'nekais is mutter, is because even mashkanta b'loina kaisa, that's not really ribbis, it's not really a loan, it's really a mecher. So Taisa says, l'fiza amayr de gazach. We had mentioned earlier in a previous shurim, we had mentioned the Gemara about bata erichayma, that the Gemara says in erichim, bata erichayma is really ribbis. What's the case of bata erichayma? Someone buys a house in a bata erichayma. He buys a house in a walled city, and the halacha is that for the first year he can redeem the house. The Gemara says that's ribbis. Because since he can redeem the house, the money is a loan, and the living in the house is ribbis. Hazak Taisus, according to Rashi, I understand why it's ribbis. Because Rashi is not mechalik if it's a mashkin or not. Rashi owes thus a lane that you buy something and you return it. If you're allowed to redeem it, so then the money is alva no matter what. So how come mashkanta beloina kaisa is not ribbis ksutza? Like Rashi explained before, because it's a field, and we don't know that you're going to get it. It's not revach bar. But the Arichayma is a house. A house is a house. A house is revach bar. That's why but the Arichayma is ribbis, according to Rashi. But according to Taisus, that the side why Mashkanta Bulayna Kaisa is not ribbis is because it's a sale, and because Midarais it's a sale, it's as if I bought it and bought it back. There's no loan going on over here because it's a mashkin. And a mashkin is a sale, but the Erechaim is also like a mashkin. It's better than a mashkin. You buy a house, you can redeem it, but it's at least like a mashkin. A mashkin you could also redeem. Hazak Teis HaGavaldeg HaChidish, that Lefir Ben Itam, that the Yisoid wine is not Ribbis Ksutz, is because it's a mashkin, and that's why it's Mutter Ben HaKaisa. You have to say that but the Erechaim is not really Ribbis. The Gemara says Ribbis Gemuri, that Teir Tiras, it doesn't really mean that it's Ribbis Gemuri Midaraisa. Even Bat Erechaim is only Ribbis Terabana. That's Shein Taisus. Beis Hashem will get more into this in the Sugya Mashkanta later in the Perek. And then you have the third Taisus. Because we have two Turitz, we have Rashi's Kilti and Bayis and Sada between Revach Bar and that. We have Taisus Chilik, which is a Mashkin. And the Rishayim say the following Chilik. The Rishayim say it depends what the deal is. If the deal is I'm going to lend you money and we're going to deduct from the Chayiv every year because you have a right to eat the pears. Even though you're getting a better price. But I don't see it as a halva because it's possible that, sometimes remotely possible, but it is possible that the entire chayv will be paid up this way. For instance, we make a chayv of $10,000 for a field. And we say that every year we're going to deduct $500 from the chayv. Now, even though the payers are really worth more than $500, they're really Bederekla worth $1,000, $2,000. But it's still Mutter Ben HaKaisa. Why? Because if he manages to hold on to it for 20 years, if the guy doesn't pay back the Chayiv for 20 years, so that's it. The Chayiv is gone. Or even if it's more, even if it's 50 years, even if it's 100 years. If eventually the deduction of the Chayiv is going to end up that the Chayiv is paid up, so there is no Chayiv. So Kum Dais, it's very possible there's no Halva here. It's very possible that all that went on with this deal was a mechira. It's not likely. It makes sense that he'll pay back the chayiv, but it's possible. So Mela, any deal that deducts from the actual chayiv, that means that it's not really halva. That really means I'm buying payers. Now, even payers should be an issa ribbis derabanan. But meshkanta b'lein kaisa, I mean meshkanta b'lein kaisa, that's mutter gomer. Perhaps because it's also a suffix. But they allowed a deduction of the chayiv in this eifin. Mashenkin liyiskamen b'pachas, the deal wasn't a deduction of the chayiv. The deal was a yichayiv schiris, but the chayiv is the chayiv. So male, the chayiv is kayim. Now you're paying rent. He owes you money. Your landlord owes you money. You still pay rent every month. So the money that the landlord owes you, the money you lent your landlord, he has to pay back. Navas, because you lent him money, he's giving you a discount in rent, but you're paying that rent every month. So that's ribbis. So the difference is, if the pshat is I lend you money, and now we made a deal that because I'm going to use your field or your house, we're going to deduct from the money. So that is not necessarily a loan. If I end up using the field all the time until the loan completely is deducted, until it's completely gone, so that's not a loan. If it's not a loan, so it's not really this. So the Rabbanu will not do it. Mashenkin le'yiskven v'pachas is not a deduction of the loan. I'm paying rent, and I'm paying less rent, but the loan stays kayim since you have a chayiv netshibus. So those are the three mahalchim. Rashi's mahalch is interesting, a bayis and a sada, because a bayis is revach bar, a sada, you don't know if there'll be a revach. Tais is the difference if you made it into a mashkin, because a mashkin is a pshan, it's a zvini. It's not a loan because it's a zvini, because it's a mashkin. So that's why a mashkin is not ribis. That's why mashkanta ben a kais is mutter. Hashem, that mishin didn't make into a mashkin. And the Rishonim's chat that any time the deal is to deduct from the loan, that's mutter, because that makes it there's lav daf going to be a loan. But if the deal is just to pay a discounted rent, but the loan stays a loan, so it's about the loan, so it's also to make a deduction in the rent. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosef ben Amyumi, Omer Rav Nachman, Avopi she'omer ador b'chatzar chaveir shalei midai te'en sarach halas l'iskai. Even though someone lives in someone else's chatzar without his knowledge, he does not have to pay him rent. And we're talking about if the chatzar is a loy kaimala agra. It's a chatzar which he was not intending to rent. It wasn't meant for renting. So therefore, if you live there, it's an end of a zele chatzar. You're not mechuyev to pay rent. But hoveyu v'dar b'chatzar b'chatzarei tzarech lalas l'skai. But if he lent him money and then he's going to live in the chatzar, then he has to. Because once he lent him money, so living in the sky is a problem of ribis. It says Mefurish in the Mishnah that if you lend your friend money, you can't live in the chatzah for free. That's only when the chatzah is meant to be rented and the gavra needs to rent. So there, it's not zanen of zele chaser, it's zanen of zele chaser. And memela, that's why it's chaser. Because you would think it's either Zelay Nene or Zelay Chaser. Kamash Malon, that when you have Alva, it's Aser. And the Rishonim speak out that what's the pshat? If you're not allowed to take any favors at all from the Malveh, you're going into a Chatz, which is Loikai Malagra. It's something which anyway you can't charge for. So you're not allowed to take any favors from the Leiva. So Rishonim say to Tzuritzim Taisus, either the pshat is that going into a schatzer shalemi daita without asking him, that's already a favor that you wouldn't ordinarily do. You don't just walk into someone's schatzer without rishus and go and live there. So it's nikur, he's doing it because of alva, that's the iser. Or the pshat is that anything is befehesia, even if it's a favor he would have done, but if it's befehesia, it's worse. And the paisko and machma like both these days, that the pshat is if you're doing a favor which he wouldn't have otherwise done, a favor or a gift or anything that he wouldn't have otherwise done, he's doing it only because of alva, that's Isser Ribbis Mulcheris. Or if it's Befehesia, so then it's also, even if he would have done the favor anyway, Befehesia is an Isser. And the Gemara says, Ikeda Armi, no. Amra Av Yezeb and Amenyumi, Amra Av Nachman, Afabi Shomar, Darbach Hatzar, Chaveir, Shleim, Bidaita, Ainit Tsar Chalas Liskar, Hilveini, the Darbach Hatzar, Tsar Chalas Liskar. The second Lashon says, he said, if you made it a t'nai of the halva, even though it's a chatzit l'kai malagra, but if you made it a t'nai of the halva, halvei ni v'dar v'chatzeri, then it's aser. So I think, man yom halveyu kol shkein halveini, man yom halveini halveyu loy. If you say it's aser by halveyu, which you didn't do the halva das zeh, so kol shkein by halveini, but if it's aser only when he did the halva das zeh, but not by halveyu, kevin demikar l'avadaiti d'achi oisei leslimba, since he didn't lend him for that, It's mutter. The only issa ribis mechayr is when you specify that I'm giving to b'shvilam tanis mais. But otherwise, if you never made it up in the alva, you're allowed to take a taiva from the leiva. And we pass it like the first lashon, like the gemara's first ice. We pass it like the first lashon that even by alveyu, you're not allowed to take it. Like we explained, it means a taiva you wouldn't ordinarily give, or it means something b'fehesu, which is avshemelsa. Now, there are three nidainim in the Rishonim, which we're going to speak out here. Three nidainim in the Rishonim in the sugya of Layada Chatzer Echina. The first nidin is, when you have a chatzah which is loy kai malagra, is not intending to rent it out, and you settle veini, You settle veini v'dor v'chatzere. And the Gemara says it's aser, according to even the second lashon. What's the iser? Is that an iser of ribbis ksutza, or is that an avak ribbis? The Rif, he says that in the case of veini v'dor v'chatzere, it's ribbis ksutza tzeitzer b'deyanim. But the Ramban and the Rosh say that the Rif did not mean the case of a chatzer d'loy kaim la'agra. The case of the Rif that he says it's ribbis ksutza, that's by a chatzer d'kaim la'agra. A chatzer d'kaim la'agra, someone has the houses which he rents out, and then someone lends him money, al das that he should be able to live rent-free in an apartment which he was planning on renting to someone else, avada that's ribbis ksutza, that's the kuli alma. But let's say he has a house which is abandoned, which no one lives in there, and he lends him money, al das he could live there. Zog the Ramban and the Rosh, that's not considered ribbis ksutza, because he never intended to rent it, so he's not losing anything. So nishke mamen, it's not something he'd even charge to someone that did it shalei midaitoi. Zog the Rosh and Nusach, aye, the other guy's gaining. The guy's a gavra, the ovid lemeger, he needs a house to rent. But zog the Rosh, since the loiv is not losing, ei neshech b'loi tarvis. You can't have the case of Neshech B'loi Tarvis. We spoke about this in the first year or so. He means to say, since there's no Chsarin Mammon Mitzad B'loiva, even though there is Arvachas Mammon L'chayre Mitzad D'malva, that's not called Arvachas Mammon. It's not something he has to pay for. So now it's not called Ribbis Ein Neshech B'loi Tarvis. Tarvis B'loi Neshech. It's Tarvis B'loi Neshech. Ein Tarvis B'loi Neshech. He's gaining, but the other guy's not losing. That's not considered Arvachas Mammon. Azel the Ramban and the Rosh and other Rishonim that you can't call giving somebody a place to live which is loy kaim l'agra, you can't call that ribbis. You're not giving him a mammon. It's not something that you could charge for if he did it shalei midaita. So megitnesh, you're not giving him a mammon, is a male, it's not a ribbis. But the Rambam is mefurish, like the Beis Yosef points out, that it is called ribbis. Whenever you say Helveini Vidar Bachatseir, it's called Ribbis Ksutza. It's like Kaim Al-Agra. The Rambam holds this anyway called Ribbis Ksutza. What's as far as the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban? I saw in the Shurim from Rav Gusman, the Kuntres Shurim, that he said, as though you might want to learn, that the Ramban holds that Ribbis has to be a Mammon. The sight of Ribbis is that you're taking the Mammon from him. So Ribbis has to be a Mammon. And the Rambam holds it doesn't have to be a Mammon. Even though he's not being mechas a moment, it's not a moment, it's also ribbis. The maisi is gaining, he's getting arvacha from the chayiv. But he didn't want to learn that way, because in the Rambam he says, since the Rambam holds mechila helps by ribbis, like we spoke about in the previous year, the Rambam zicha holds the issa ribbis is an issa mitzad the moment, it's issa mitzad the gzela. Avadi, you need a moment. So what's mechlal pshat in the Rambam? How could the Rambam hold that by a chotzer, the leikaim la agra, it's not something you could charge for? How could the Rambam hold that it's considered ribbis? The Zogdi of Gusman, the Pshan the Rambam, the Mem Sbeis Yosef says it's mefurish. And avada chotzer d'loy kaim la'agra, if you live there, so that you're not taking away a moment from him. But when you say helveini v'dar b'chatzeri, so he's renting it now. When you decide to rent out a chotzer d'loy kaim la'agra, it right away turns into a kaim la'agra. If someone has a chatzit loy kaim lagri, has a house which he's not intending to rent, and someone says, could I please live in the house? He says, yes, if you pay me rent. Avadi's mechliv to pay him rent. He's renting it now. Now it became kaim lagra. The regi decided to rent it. It becomes kaim lagra. So how the Rambam, even though it's a chatzit loy kaim lagra, but since you made the schiris al das, that he should live there, so that's renting it. That's renting the chatzer. So all of a sudden it turned into a chatzer to kaim lagra. Vadis ribis ksusa. That's pshat in the Rambam. So now what's pshat in the Ramban and the Rosh? Why does the Ramban and the Rosh hold not that way? Why do they hold it's not considered ribis ksusa? It's not a chatzer to kaim lagra anymore. So the emes is the Beis Yosef brings down from the Talmidei HaRashba. That ain't a chinami. If they read ice, klar, he said, I want you to lend me money, and in the schar of lending me money, I want you to rent me the house, the rent should be the loan. Avada, everyone's masking that's ribbis ksutza, even if it's leikayim lager, because now he's renting it. But the pshat and the Ramban and the Rosh, and this is what the Gaon's Mendayek, the Ramban and the Rosh also to me, the Rashba, they write that a zuki and ish b'rishi loy machzakinot. We don't assume that a rental is going on here, because a rental would make it an Issa Rivis. And we don't assume that Rivis is going on. So when you have a Chatz of the Loi Kaim al Agra, and you say Alveini V'dar B'chatzeri, what they mean is, not that the Pshat is that I want to live in the Chatzar and the rent I'm paying is Alva. Helveini V'dar B'chatzeri means you're going to let me live in the Chatzar as a Matana for free. It's going to remain a Loi Kaim al Agra. I want the Taifa Sana of living in your abandoned Chatzar. Not that mitamol, you're renting the chatzar, and the rental is that I lent you money. No, I lent you money for free, and you're going to give me my tana back. You're going to give me your shoes to live in your abandoned chatzar, and your abandoned chatzar is a shkemamen because you can't charge rent for it because like I'm a lager, but not that I'm starting to rent it now. And they're like we said, they're bound. The Rosh clearly hold this way because they say I maybe it's considered a rental, but achzukinish rishi leimuskin, and they say. He's not doing a Pateris rental. So the Machloik is Rambam and Ramban. It's just how you teach this das. When he says, Lveini v'dar v'chetzevi, is the pshat, is that's gufa a rental? If I say, lend me money and I'll give you a shus to live in my chatzar, my abandoned chatzar. What is when I'm telling you that you, Memela, that's the rent, and you could live there, Pateris the rent, and then it'll become Kaim alaikra, and then it's Ribbis too. So that's what the Rambam holds. Well, no, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not making that the rent. I'm telling you that since anyway no one's living in the Chatzar, so if you lend me money, I won't be meich if you live in the Chatzar for free. But not that I'm planning on renting the Chatzar. I'm never going to rent this Chatzar. I'm going to let you live in my abandoned Chatzar for free because you're lending me money. That's not Ribbis Susa, that's not considered a mum, and that's Avik Ribbis. Now, Rav Gusman asks at the end of the shtickle, so why don't you say Zuki Inish Bereshi even by a chatzar the Kaimel Agra, that he's not doing it b'teiris rent, he's doing it b'teiris, so I'm going to let you have a free apartment, but not that the rent is alva. And he blames the Sarachim, but I saw in the Ritva tain is that if you say b'shas halva by a chatzar the Kaimel Agra, I want you to lend me money, and I want you to lend me money, and I'll let you live in my chatzar the Kaimel Agra for free, not b'skar meisecha. But you lend me money, and I'm going to let you. If you lend me money, I'll let you live in one of my apartments for free. But not the schar meisecha. Zag the Ritva. That's just the haroma. That's nothing. That's ribis ksusu mamish. If it's a chatzah to kaimel agra, and you're letting him have it for free because he lent you money, that's ribis ksusu. He brings back his rebbe didn't hold that way, but you could easily hear maybe if your mamish read it, I said it's a matana. Maybe it'll only be avak ribis. But minastam, if it's a chatzah to kaim lagra, what do you mean the rent? You don't say a zuginish rishi leimach zakinan. But by a chatzah the late kaim lagra, he wasn't planning on renting anyway. Mechatesh is planning on renting it now. Mistami means if you lend me money, I'll do you this taiva that I won't kick you out of the house because I'm anyway not renting it. So that's the machlokes, Ramban and Rambam. And that's the first shmuz of the sugya. By Ulveini v'dar b'chatzeri, if it's a chatzar, the loy kaim el agra, the Ramban holds it's not Ribbis Tzutzah because it's not a mammon. And the Ramban holds it is Ribbis Tzutzah, and the Bishesiv is Mazah because it becomes a kaim el agra. The lomdis, if it's not a mammon, the Ramban also holds it. But it becomes a chatzar, the kaim el agra, because he means to rent it. And what does the Ramban and the Rosh hold? That he doesn't mean to rent it. He means lend the money and live there for free because I anyway don't need the chatzar. And the tzvei tishmuz we have in the Rishonim is by Hulvei Hu V'dar B'chatzeri, is that the Rambam calls it Avak Ribbis. The Rambam calls it Avak Ribbis. But other Rishonim say it's less than Avak Ribbis. It's Ribbis Mucheris. There's enough community in Avak Ribbis and Ribbis Mucheris. Avak Ribbis, you have to pay him Matzis Yedei Shemayim the way we paskin. Ribbis Mucheris, and even Matzis Shemayim, you don't have to pay him. So that's a Shaila. By Alveyu V'dar B'chatzeri, the Rambam holds it's Avak Ribbis. The other Rishonim hold it's not Avak Ribbis. It's Ribbis Mucheris. You don't have to pay back Matzis Yedei Shemayim. Both days are brought in Shulchan Aruch. And the third nidin in the sugya is, let's say it is Avak Ribbis. In the case where it's Avak Ribbis, and he already lived there, but he didn't pay back the chayv yet. A guy says, Hulveini v'dar b'chatzeri. Let's say we go like the Rishonim, that Hulveini v'dar b'chatzeri, by Leikai Malagra is Avak Ribbis. So he's living in the thing rent-free, and he's not allowed to, as an isser. But he already lived there. He already lived there for 6 months. And he didn't pay back the chayv. And now he says, I don't want to pay back the full chayv. I want to deduct the rent that you were living in my house, I want to deduct that rent from my payment of the chayiv. The owner of the house, the loiva, says that a yais, I'm not allowed to let you live in my house for free. And we did that. We did it for Isser. So if we would have paid back the chayiv already, so the pshat is avik ruba zeni yaitzu b'dayanim. But now, we didn't pay back the chayiv. So is it the pshat that it gets deducted from the chayiv? You don't have to pay back the entire chayiv. Or is it the pshat? No, there's nothing to do. The avik ruba was given already. It's zeni yaitzu b'dayanim. And now, you have to pay back the entire chayiv. So it's the machlokes yishenim. It's gebayt on a sugya later. The Gemara there is talking about a mashkin, a mashkanta b'leina kaisa, which is an issa ribis if you hold it's avik ribis. And the question is, let's say he didn't pay back the chayiv. So the Gemara says, kol sluke b'lei zuze afukehi. If you're going to take away the field from him without paying back the whole chayiv, you're being mitzi from him. So that's called avik ribis e mitzi milyonim. You can't take back the field unless you pay back the whole chayiv. So the question, does that apply to all avik ribis? Anytime a person pays avik ribis, if you're not going to pay back the entire chayiv, so kumtais you're being mitzi from him. That's called being mitzi from him. So if a person pays avik ribis already, he has a chayiv, let's say, of $1,000, and he paid $200 of avik ribis. If you're not going to pay the whole $1,000, that's called being mitzi from him, $200. The $200 was given already, avik ribis and yetzir b'dayanim. That's one day in the Rishayim. But the other day in the Rishayim is, that's only a din by mashkin. If you're holding a mashkin and you take away the mashkin from him without paying him, that's called sluga, that's called being mitzi from him. But stam is that when a guy pays avik ribis, it gets automatically deducted from the chayiv. So in this case, let's say the chayiv was $1,000 and the rent of the malva living there was $200. If he paid him back the $1,000, he doesn't have to give back the $200 for the rent because avik ribis and he ate subadayonim. But if he didn't pay back the chayiv, you deduct how much avik ribis wasn't given. You deduct that from the chayiv because that's not called you being mitzi to avik ribis. You deduct it from the chayiv, he only has to pay $800. That's a machlokes yishenim. The Rosh brings down a machlokes bein Ephraim and the Rosh. It's brought down both days in Shulchan Aruch. There are more paskins that no, you do deduct the avik ribis that was given already from the chayiv. That's not called being mitzi b'dayanim. If you already pay back the chayiv and the avik ribis, then the malva could keep it. But if the loiva paid the avik ribis and didn't pay the chayiv, you deduct the avik ribis that he gets from the chayiv.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.